I know I taught a long time ago when I was young. That's a long time ago. But if they would have recorded me then and they had those tapes, they could blackmail me. This is what you said 20 years ago. I'd be like, I'll give you any amount of money for those tapes. I want to say this morning that when I was 12 years old, I was in a Sunday school class, and I sat there with our teacher, and I had six other kids in there maybe with us. And I sat there, and the teacher opened the Sunday school book, and he read from the Sunday school book. And we read, we were watching with him. And he was monotone. And after a few minutes, I started looking at the ceiling tiles. And I started counting the tiles first, and then I started counting all the little specks in the tiles. I promised myself at 12 years old, I said, God, if you ever, ever let me teach your word, there's one thing it won't be. It won't be boring. Listen, how can God's word be boring? Look at what happens. It's all about the greatest things in life. We're here on Resurrection Sunday morning. You know, this is a day that can trace back. Actually, we are closer on this day, probably for date-wise, than any other day we can try and pick. This is it. We know. This is almost the most accurate day. This is when it happened. How great. Amen. The only one to overcome death. That should bring a smile to your face. You working on? You've seen death. Recent. Jesus overcame death. We should be able to be stirred. I want to let you know, I want to come out with a full disclosure this morning. I believe in that. Truth in advertising. Oh, I don't know about advertising, but full disclosure. Listen, I am here this morning, and I want to do something. I want you to know. You can fight it if you want to, but I hope not. Now watch me. This is what I want to do. I want to stir you up. Listen, I want to. If you haven't been stirred in a while, I want to stir you up. You ever go out to a lake, and we're here in Michigan, so we see a lot of lakes, and you ever see that beautiful clear water, and then you step in it? What happens sometimes? So when you step on the bottom, all that, right? Yeah, it all gets going, right? The silt or whatever. I would really like to see some of you this morning. I'd like to step and see you move. Why is this important?
Scripture tells us about it.
Yeah, we're going to look at Scripture. You know what? Can you be, my first question up there is, can you be stirred?
Yes.
I wanted to, I almost pulled this wire out, sorry. I'm never going to do good in the hospital, I'm letting you know right now. you're going to see me, they're going to have me tied down. Can you be stirred? Let me tell you this. Revival, right? We've all heard that word. We don't hear it much now, but you know revival? Revival is a stirring. Do you know, you cannot, I heard this week, it's not mine, but you can have it. You cannot be revived unless you've been vibed. I like that. If you've never been vibed, you can never be revived.
Amen.
You need to be alive. Do you know that there's some things that we can actually look at and know about, and there's so many from nursing things, so we know. Some of the ways we know people are alive. Do you know that movement is something that shows you're alive, right? Hey, that person's alive. We know. There's things we know about somebody being alive. Breathing, moving, communicating, right? I'm concerned that we're sometimes around Christian people, and I don't know they're alive. I don't know that they've ever been revived. I don't know if they can be revived, right? I want to talk to you. I work in a lot of people's homes, so listen, man. I get in a very short picture, I get to see what's going on in people's lives. I look at their fridge. I look. Listen, man, you want to know what's going on in people's lives? Look at their look. You can tell. Save the date. They got the baby pictures. They got what's in the fridge. You know what's going on, okay? It's pretty clear, and you get a pretty good picture, right? And I look in people's fridges because I can. You get to see what's going on. So I go to a guy's house the other day. I'm working on his dryer. I got both arms stuck into his dryer, and I'm working on it. And it's hard for a big fat guy. So I'm working in there, and I'm trying to get this out. And he's got the Tiger game going, opening day. Listen, does anybody remember in this class, does anybody remember Ernie Harwell?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, man, I miss that man. God's got him. He's probably announcing something up there, but I miss Ernie Harwell.
Amen.
You know, every opening day, all of you in here can remember with me, he would read some Bible verses, you know, about the song of the turtle being heard in our land. And that's in the Bible. Song of the turtle. I never heard the song, but it's heard in our land. He said, the rain is gone. And he would read this and how great it was. Well, I'm there at this guy's house, and he's got the Tiger opening day game on, you know. Now, I meet some people. So I'm in there, and the game is tied, or they're down one, or whatever it is, but they got some people on base. He runs into his bedroom. Listen, God knows this happens. He runs into his bedroom. He pulls up. I'm putting on my rally shirt. And it's a Tigers jersey, but it might have been his when he was 12. I don't know. He's like, he's pulling it down, and he's got it. Listen, and it's, you know, the bottom's showing. That's not good. And he's like, and I run back into the back because I'm walking back and forth to get parts. But I run back in the back, and I'm hearing the game, and these people are all, they're shouting on there, and you can just hear all the sound, like for every pitch and everything going on. And then I'm working in there, and listen, some of that stuff you really got to concentrate. You ever have to concentrate on something really small? That's really hard on somebody like me. And I got my hands all, and I'm trying to get a screw in, and all of a sudden, and I'm like, forget it. I got to take time now, and I got to breathe a couple of times. He's screaming. He's so, they want it. And this guy's in his house, in his living room with his dogs. That's it, you know. He's having this celebration. I'm thinking, that's a happy man. Happy man about the Tigers winning. But you know what? You couldn't say he was dead. He was alive. He was definitely alive. I want to say something about the people at the game. They were stirred up. They yelled. They stood. Right? I mean, there's an exciting play. Oh, it's coming down to that pitch. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. They stood. They held their head. Sometimes there's like, oh, here comes that pitch. Oh, they got their head. Oh, gosh, it's going to be. Oh, that's. Right? Clenched their hands. Oh. They seen people they didn't know. Hey, listen, there was a great hit. Whoa, did you see that? Oh, did you see that guy make that hit, man? I never met you before, but wow, wasn't that a great hit? Oh, yeah, yeah. They talk to people they don't know. All kinds of things happen. I want you to know. They wear like the same kind of clothes. Right? I mean, you go to a Tigers game, right? What team are you for? I don't know, right? You got D's on everything. They dress the same. They hug each other. I mean, there's a great play. Somebody hits a home run, or they're hugging each other. Whoa, Charlie. They paint their bellies and stuff. It's crazy. They spend a lot of money. Let me tell you this. If you go to a Tigers game, you go to any sports thing, it's costing you. It's costing you more than going to church. Anyway, it's costing you a lot of money. Right? Take your family to a ball game. And if you don't want to take yours, pay for mine to go. Because I can't do it. Listen to this. They speak to strangers, and they speak to strangers about great things that they saw, right? you're walking out of the game, you know, and it was a great game, and your guy hit a home run. Wait, what about, hey, remember when he smacked that ball? And you never met these people before, and they're like, yeah, that was great. And you're sharing together, right? It all happens. It all happens at a ball game. They saw, they experienced, and guess what? It felt connected. I go to a ball game, I feel connected, right? There's a great feeling of connection with the other people there. It's a great victory. It was fought. It was won. Even when they lose, there's some, you know, connected. Man, that guy should have never brought that pitcher in. Some of you don't even know. You're right about that. There's a connect, right? There's connection. My comparison is, and you guys probably figured this out. Usually this works with kids. They don't figure it out right away. But my comparison is, you know, to church. We come here. And we should be alive.
Amen.
That's right.
We should be alive. There should be no question. You shouldn't say, hey, you know, I wonder about that Steve. Is he a Christian? I don't know. I mean, he's like, you know, I talked to him and he, you should, listen, you should never have a question about me. When I die, you should come to my funeral and you should look in my coffin and say, you know what? That guy's in heaven.
That's right.
You shouldn't be going, you know, I couldn't tell. He came to the game. You know, there was an old cartoon I watched on Bugs Bunny. Some of you might have saw it. You got to go way back maybe when you watch it. But for me, it was not too long. But anyway, Bugs Bunny, there's a great game going on, and they show the fans in this, and everybody's jumping up, woo, in this cartoon. And there's one big guy there, and he's sitting there, and when everything happens, he picks up a little sign, and it says, yay. It doesn't fit, right? Hey, does that fit?
No.
Right. Right. So, my first question to you is, can you be stirred? Listen, has God done something for you? You know what I'm doing right now? I'm going to stir your remembrance. I want you to remember. Remember when you were unsaved. Remember Amen. When you were away from God and you had nothing in this world.
That's right.
Remember how that was? Remember how great it was when you prayed and you asked God to forgive you and you felt, listen, you were vibed, you felt that forgiveness. Remember that? I remember. I got up off my grandma's upstairs room floor where I was crying out to God and I felt like my feet were, they weren't even touching the ground. Did you ever wear ankle weights? And you know how some of you guys wore ankle weights before. Come on, be with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I can take them off.
And then you take those off. You know how you feel like, woo, I could be a karate expert or something. you're light. I felt like that when I, listen, Jesus, God forgave me of unforgivable sin. Do you hear me? He forgave me of unforgivable sin. I don't know what he forgave you of, but he forgave me of unforgivable sin. And I've got something to be alive about.
That's right.
I got something to be enthusiastic about. I don't owe a debt that I can't pay anymore. Let me tell you what, if somebody came up and paid your mortgage today, I bet you'd make a little noise. You know, you wouldn't be the guy there with the sign. Yay. Right?
Right.
Now, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If I'm right, okay? If I'm right, if you can be stirred, should we be?
Absolutely.
Should we be stirred? Should we be stirred? We're Christians. Should we be stirred? Absolutely. You know what? The people in this class, I'm going to say it now. And I love Cornerstone. I love the people here. I have I have really found some people that I can love on and that love me back, and that's good. My children love this place. And listen, if we can go out of this class with this many people and we go out into that big church this morning and we're stirred up by the Lord, if we're stirred, but I'm helping, I hope. If we go out there and we're stirred up, we're going to change. We're going to change. We're going to stir up other people.
That's right.
This is the way, listen, this is the way it works. Listen, if you're dead, you can't help some other dead person.
Right.
It's not going to happen. Right? I don't want a dead guy helping me. If I got a choice, I want a live person helping me. Send in the dead guy, Steve's in there. I don't want that. I want to, listen, I think this too. I get stirred up. Can you believe that? I get stirred up. And you know what? Sometimes for me, it's music. There's some gospel music that has fired me up before. And I want to play one if we can. Mike, can we play that, the big game? No. That's our last one. I think about this a lot of times when I read the Bible. All the Bible is like, it's like a song, you know? It's like music. And we have crescendos. I want you to hear this. This reminds me of Paul Harvey. Did you break it? I didn't touch it. Well, I did touch it, but I didn't touch the buttons.
Straight, I mean, totally straight lined out of my body.
No.
Is that it or not?
That's straight lined out of my body. I don't know what that meant.
Sorry.
Oh, I like that song too, but no, that's not it.
It may not happen.
Okay, so take your time. I can talk more. Listen.
Like Don Francisco's song. I gotta tell somebody.
Right.
I gotta tell somebody.
Or he's alive. That's another Don Francisco. Oh yeah, fires me up. Okay, here we go.
Between the forces of good and the forces of evil.
Imagine.
This is hailed to be a fight to the finish. Indeed, a fight for life itself. The air is filled with great anticipation on both sides, and we're just about to begin.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the official anthem of each team.
Oh, you don't gotta get up.
First, the devil and all his demons.
I wouldn't rise to this one anyway. You can tell that's from the 70s.
Is this Carmen?
No, older guys.
And now, Jesus and his redeemed. We join our commentator as the game of life begins. Play ball.
Now listen to the team name.
Great day for a ball game today, and there's a lot of excitement here. We're going to get right into it. Here's the lineup for the forces of evil. Satan has hate on first base, envy and strife on 2 and 3, greed, jealousy, and pain in the field, and the shortstop, there he is, covered by misery. Ignorance is pitching. Gossip is catching.
Gossip is catching.
Spreading it all over town. Here's a lineup for the forces of good. Jesus has love, joy, and peace on the infield. Faith, goodness, and mercy out there. Wisdom is pitching. Knowledge is catching. And the shortstop, oh, I like this young man, is covered by prayer.
It's a quick game. It's quick. Watch.
Well, we've played 8.5 innings in this ball game, and everybody's tired, everybody's weary, and I don't think I've ever seen a contest that's been harder fought. No runs, no hits, no errors. Boy, ignorance has really settled into a groove. He's thrown the home team so many curveballs they can't hit them. Here comes love to the batter's box. The wind-up, the pitch, a base hit right up the middle, right under the second base.
That's my team. That's my team.
Next to bat is a young man named Joy. Oh, he makes everybody feel good. Here's the stretch. We're checking the runner. A base hit. Joy knocks him to second.
I would wear that guy's jersey.
Two men on, two out. Here comes Wisdom up to the batter's box. Here's the stretch. The pitch. Ball one.
They got the sound effects are really good, isn't it? I feel like I'm at Old Tiger Stadium.
Ball two, high and inside. Catcher throws it back to Ignatz. Ignatz winds up.
I think Ignatz is losing it.
Checks the runner. Here it comes. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes on Wisdom. Ignatz takes his time. Picks up the rosin bag. Wipes his brow. Goes into the stretch. Here it comes. Ball four. He walked and the bases are loaded.
I'd be clapping right now.
Two outs, Trey from time's running out.
I would be.
Here's an announcement from the dugout. Time's been called. We have a lineup change to make. Grace will now be back. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? A rookie named Grace has been inserted into the lineup by the forces of good. I've heard a lot about this young man. Here he does a great job, but it's his first time to ever play in the big game. The bases are loaded, bottom of the ninth, two outs, and a rookie named Grace in the batter's box. Well, Ignatz makes the stretch, checks the runner. Here comes the high leg kick. Here it comes, a fastball right down the middle. Grace hit it right in the center. There it goes to the deepest part of the outfield. They're trying to run it down. I don't believe there's any chance. There it goes. Hallelujah. Grace hit a home run. The home run that brought everybody home.
The home run that brought everybody home. He's got one more little thing to say. I like it. We might as well get it all if we're going to get it. It's only a little couple words.
The scoreboard of life says you're gone, but Grace hit the home run that can bring everybody home.
Tell me that's not good, huh? That's eight, and you didn't even have to pay for that. Listen, I gotta turn it over to Mike. He's gonna play one song when we leave. I hope we're out of time. No, that's okay. Listen, I want to say. Listen, there's a whole lot of people in here that prayed for me. I hope your prayers were answered this morning. If not, it's all my fault. But I prayed for you this week. I prayed for you a lot this week. I hope that you're stirred. I hope when you go out, I hope you're stirred. And I hope when you see somebody out there you don't know, you say, Jesus rose. Psh. Wasn't that a great... Listen, go and stir someone else.
Amen.
Go and stir someone else. That was the biggest complaint that the Pharisees had on Jesus, is that he stirred up the people.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to be a stir. I would like for the blame to get back to me. Hey, it's not me. It's, you know... But listen, I do love you, and thank you for the opportunity to teach. I hope you enjoy this Resurrection Sunday. I hope grace has brought you home. Oh, okay. Let's pray. I was shaking on the inside. I don't know if you guys know that. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you for your word. God, thank you that you came to this world 2,000 years ago and you made such a stir. You changed all of life. History is separated by your time on earth and your stirring. God, I pray that you would help us this morning as we leave this classroom. I pray, God, that we are stirred. And that, God, when we go out, that, God, we are going to stir someone else. God, help us to find vibed people. Help us, God, to revive others. In Jesus' name, thank you for the resurrection day. Amen.
Amen. Amen.